to Victoria now, and it's too late to save his life, but today a man who was executed for murder 86 years ago has been pardoned. Con Campbell Ross was hanged in 1922 for raping and strangling a Victorian schoolgirl, but the 28-year-old publican always said he was innocent. Now he's been pardoned thanks to modern technology. But while legal experts say justice has finally been done, one relative of the dead girl says the pardon doesn't go far enough. In Melbourne, Jane Cowan reports.
The family of 12-year-old Alma Tershke always thought the wrong man had been executed for her murder.
My grandmother always said the wrong man was hung.
This woman, identifying herself only as Joan, is the murdered girl's second cousin. She told Fairfax Radio how the case has preoccupied people like her grandmother over the years.
She didn't say who was the right man, but she said the wrong man was hung.
It was 1921 when Alma Tershke's naked body was found dumped in Melbourne's Gun Alley. The schoolgirl had been raped and strangled while doing errands for her aunt. The crime was pinned on Colin Campbell Ross, a 28-year-old man who ran a nearby wine saloon. He professed his innocence but was hanged. Kevin Morgan researched the case for 15 years and wrote the book Gun Alley, Murder, Lies and the Failure of Justice.
The prosecution held Alma Tershke went into the wine saloon of Colin Ross, and as the saloon continued its normal trading, remained there consensually from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. drinking wine, at which time Ross had sexual intercourse with her and murdered her. And to us it just didn't make sense.
Colin Ross was convicted on the basis of a jailhouse confession and several strings of hair found on a blanket. But a little research revealed the confession had been reported by a fellow inmate who himself had prior convictions for perjury. And author Kevin Morgan was also able to discount the evidence relating to the hair.
You see, the prosecution had to argue that Alma was in that wine saloon, or else how could she have been murdered by Colin Ross? And just before she was buried, two policemen went out to her home, and as she lay in her coffin, they cut from her head a lock of her hair. 2 weeks later, they arrested Colin Campbell Ross, and they took from him some blankets. And on those blankets, they found some hairs, and they had the government chemist of the day have a look at those hairs, and he was willing to testify in court at Colin Ross's trial that these hairs, and I quote, come from the scalp of one and the same person.
But when the samples were retested using modern techniques, the hair on the blanket was found not to be the girl's, and the whole decades-old case unravelled.
Well, this really is a tragic case where a miscarriage of justice has resulted in a man being hanged. It's almost incomprehensible.
Victoria's Attorney General Rob Hulls has today granted Colin Ross a posthumous pardon.
It is the first time, and this pardon, I think, is a recognition that there are serious doubts about Mr. Ross's conviction for murder.
But the pardon isn't good enough for the murdered girl's second cousin, Joan.
A pardon means I'm forgiving you for something you have done. Shouldn't it rather be an exoneration, which means I accept you didn't do this in the first place?
But the Victorian Premier, John Brumby, says the pardon does come close to exonerating Colin Ross.
Science in particular, I think, has proven beyond reasonable doubt that he could not have committed that crime.
The Premier says the case shows how far forensic technology has come, and it reinforces the decision to formally abolish the death penalty in Victoria in 1975. Speaking on Fairfax Radio, John Brumby says it's not inconceivable there could be other instances of people being executed for crimes they didn't commit.
If you went back through every single case and you had the evidence still around to scientifically test, forensically test, there may well be some other cases.
The president of the Law Institute of Victoria, Tony Burke, says the pardon serves a purpose, even if it comes too late to save Colin Ross's life.
Justice reverberates beyond the particular victim to the extended families, and it's a good news story for those family members that this verdict will now be set aside.
But the official recognition that Colin Ross may not have killed Alma Tershke raises fresh questions for her descendants, like who is the real murderer? Tony Burke again.
They will never have the opportunity to see the perpetrator brought to justice. Presumably he or she is now long dead.
That's the president of Victoria's Law Institute, Tony Burke, ending that report from Jane Cowan in Melbourne.